The random test, on the other hand, you use random stimulus to provide or to create the conditions that you assume will be real world. So you're going to have to think about what is the range and what are the characteristics of my real world conditions to characterize your random stimulus. Random testing basically becomes a superset of directed testing, because directed testing is just one of the conditions that random tests may create. However, it's not guaranteed that your random test is going to create that directed test for you. So directed tests are still required for those for these conditions that you are sure, that you want to be sure that you hit and verify. So random test is a supplement to directed test. So for things that are critical, directed. And then you want to get something that will test things that we might not thought about, go random. And random test cases usually turn up some pretty nifty and hairy bugs. It can hit corner cases. Usually it will come up with various combinations of states that you probably would not have had the time to do with directed tests. And the nice thing with random test cases is that simulation time works for you. The more you run, the more test cases you're going to have. You never know when you're going to hit it. The only problem, it's kind of difficult to reproduce, especially when it happens after 2 days of simulation. Now, how the hell did I get into that situation? So you have to trace quite a bit when you use those random simulations.